Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville. Welcome back to Imagine Golf's Daily Drive, a daily three-minute bridge between where we are now and where we want to be, both on and off the golf course. This week, we're excited to have Mike Booker, a player, teacher, and now author of the Tournament Golfer's Playbook, show us how to develop a winning mindset. Take it away, Mike.
Perspective is a huge thing. You know, I talked a little bit about being your own best friend, but having perspective, incredibly important. And what I mean by that is we tournament golfers can be overcome by golf. It is just a game, and I think it's in my own experience, there have been times where golf became too high a priority in my life. It was too big a deal. You see this in junior golfers. This is such a big part of their life, and so it's difficult for a junior golfer to have perspective, but perspective is huge. In 1977, we were playing the NCAA at Colgate University Golf Course, upstate New York. And back then, it was all the teams come, low score wins. And so I was coming into the last hole, and there were no live scoring back then, but I knew that it was tight. I knew that we were in the hunt, and so every shot just really counted. And team golf is so tough for that reason, because you're carrying the weight, you know, of all the guys on your team on your shoulders. You might be carrying the weight of your school or your country. So team golf, I've always found to be very difficult. So I'm coming into the last hole. I've hit a pretty good shot about 12 feet below the hole. I know that if I can make this putt, you know, it might be the putt that helps us win the tournament. Again, I'm thinking results, right? I'm not in the process anymore. Sure enough, I knock it about 3 feet by the hole. I miss the putt coming back. So I three putt and I bogey the last hole. And I felt a collective groan from the 33,000 students at the University of Houston. I felt that I had just let the whole world down. And being a young man, I signed my card and I stormed off the green. And I threw open the locker room door just in a fit of anger. I looked up the stairs. Lockers were upstairs. I looked up the stairs, and here is about a 12-year-old boy in crutches trying to make it down the stairs. And these weren't the kind of crutches from a sprained ankle. These were custom-fit metal crutches, and I could tell that this was not a temporary situation for him. And immediately, this young man gave me perspective. I realized right then, I remember like it was yesterday, that who was I to feel like, you know, I bogeyed the last hole and let the team down? That's not important at all. It really isn't. Here was a kid that had a whole life of in front of him of struggle. I've always been grateful for that encounter with that boy. He has no idea, of course, but that immediately was like, I say in my book, it was like pricking a water balloon and all the water coming out all at once. I immediately realized that I had no right. I had no business to feel sorry for myself or to feel mad at myself when you've got this boy that it's going to take him 5 minutes to make it down these stairs. So perspective is important for the tournament golfer. To use golf on and off the golf course, and all you've learned on and off the golf course, is a tremendous benefit. And to always remember that it's just a game, and don't let it own you. As I get older and I lose friends and I have friends get ill or wonderful things that can happen, it definitely reminds me that golf is just a game. And from time to time, it's easy to let it take over our lives, and we've got to grab it and pull it back from time to time and recognize that it's part of our life. It isn't our entire life. Thank you for listening to today's lesson, and I hope it helps you on the golf course and off the golf course. If you want to learn more about the way of the tournament golfer, go to tgplaybook.com and learn how to become a tournament golfer.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe. And be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.